For many people, the prospect of working in a factory from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. holds little appeal. But for men doing time here at the Powhatan Correctional Center, getting hired by Virginia Correctional Enterprises is a plum. About 50 work in the tag shop, making license plates for state residents and the State Department in D.C.
The tag shop, that's the better place to be. People down here treat you like a man. And you feel like you're free. When you go up there, then you feel like you're in a crazy house.
Up there is a cell block where 52-year-old Alexander Parker and more than 800 other inmates are serving time. Dave Hollis is the tech plant manager. At the moment, he's got three jobs available and 22 men to choose from. He says gang members need not apply.
Because I don't need a bunch of knuckleheads when I'm working around metal and equipment and all that type of stuff.
In addition to turning out 90 license plates a minute, Hollis is preparing prison inmates for work in the real world.
Many of the men that are young have never worked a job in their lives, just went right from the street into prison. So what we're working on is life skills, if you want to call them that, how to work, how to get up, be here, how to work with the other men.
And he's giving them a chance to save some money. Joseph Raisin has learned to weld, and he's proud to be earning 80 cents an hour.
We make the top pay in the camp.
And are you able to save any money? Do you think you'll have some when you get out of here?
Yes, ma'am. I also try to send my mom a little bit.
In addition to license plates, Correctional Enterprises makes furniture for college dorms, uniforms, T-shirts, jackets, and cloth bags. Women held at Fluvanna make prescription eyeglasses. And here at Powhatan, there's a print shop that supplies all state agencies with letterhead, envelopes, booklets, and brochures. 53-year-old Dennis Michael Titus is the intake clerk, making sure orders are filled properly.
I've been doing this job for about 28 years now. I didn't want to get on a machine because me and machines don't get along, but this type of work I'm perfectly suited for. I like this work, and it keeps me on my toes.
He has no relatives sending him money for the commissary, so this job keeps him in candy bars and snacks. Ditto for David Bond, who earns $150 a month. In addition to covering his expenses, he's been paying off court-imposed fines and sending cash home for his kids. It's work he and his colleagues, David and Timothy Young, really enjoy.
It's very intricate and detailed work. It keeps you interested and focused and out of trouble. And it keeps your day filled.
You work with a lot of different personalities, and it definitely makes you more patient with people.
It's a great opportunity for me personally.
I like being around the printed word.
I do. I've always had a great respect. It's something that, you know, it takes me away from the position I particularly man. So I've always had a great respect for books. When you read, you see what you're reading as if it were a movie screen. And while you're doing that, you're not concerned with your direct surroundings so much.
All told, there are 20 manufacturing facilities at prisons around the state, employing 1,200 people. In an ideal world, Virginia Correctional Enterprises would be going out of business. But in Virginia, where the Department of Corrections has the largest budget of any state agency, officials are talking about expanding by adding extra shifts. I'm Sandy Houseman.